This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson School of Graphic Communications Management is the country's only degree-granting program for print and packaging design, and they're getting some new equipment thanks to Ricoh Canada. This new partnership is bringing the Ricoh Pro TF6250 to students, enabling them to digitally produce on an endless range of products: foam core, wood, metal, acrylic, glass, and more. I spoke with their chair of graphic communications management and Professor Jason Lisi.
I teach a number of different courses, everything from Global Campus Studio, which is an FCAD-wide course, to Photoshop retouching course, pre-media courses, and all sorts of different things in the pre-media field at GCM.
And I spoke with Jonathan Anderson, Associate Professor of Interior Design and the Director of the Creative Technology Lab at FCAD.
So in interior design, I teach a range of classes from visual communications, which includes 3D modeling and rendering, to fourth year option studios that includes the use of robotic arms for large scale 3D printing. Down in the lab as the director, I have the privilege to work with all of the FCAD researchers and faculty members, but also have an opportunity to connect with FCAD faculty to help develop the use of technology within their classes.
They tell me a little bit about what this partnership means for students, for themselves as faculty, and the wider community. Jason tells me how it changes things for GCM, the Graphics Communications Management Program.
The way that this piece of equipment, the Ricoh printer, is going to change things at GCM is it's going to allow us to do things that we've never actually been able to do before, particularly with printing directly on large rigid substrates, which is absolutely fantastic, for example, for our sign and display courses, as well as our entire packaging curriculum that we do. In particular, there's one course that is going to take advantage of this piece of machinery this winter term, and that is the package prototyping course, which is being taught by my colleague Donna, as well as the sign and display course, which is being taught by my colleague Jay.
And Jonathan explains how this partnership changes things for his work.
So a prime example is what Jason just mentioned, the packaging classes with Jay and Donna. We also have outreach with the School of Fashion, School of Performance, Interior Design, Graphics, Communication Management, Image Arts, all nine of the schools are active within the lab in some capacity. And that could be ranging from CNC to augmented reality, virtual reality, motion tracking, robotics, typical woodworking, standard woodworking, metalworking, and then most recently, the Ricoh flatbed printer. So that printer is really expanding the capabilities of what we can do in terms of print medium. So we're, you know, working with a school performance class on set construction this coming term, where we're actually printing directly onto wood and then CNC cutting out the background sets for theaters or plays and et cetera. And that's in addition to the work that we're doing with the classes that Jason mentioned in GCM and, you know, in a variety of other classes that are going to be coming online soon.
He adds that it allows faculty to expand their teaching, and the equipment that they might have taught theoretically or through videos is now accessible to them and their students. Jonathan adds that this type of partnership plays on the strengths of both groups, academic and industry leaders, to create a holistic educational experience.
Within the field of creative technology, it's evolving so fast that it's impossible for any one person to keep up. And I think by establishing these industry relationships, it's not only vital for the future of academia and programs, in my opinion, but it's also vital for students to hear from the industry professionals that are leading the way. Often they're a couple steps ahead of us when we're ahead on a kind of a different path, a kind of a research and experimental path. We may be a couple steps ahead of them, and we add value to what they're trying to do. Whereas in the industry and production and, you know, day-to-day operations, they're a couple steps ahead of us. And so there's this natural osmosis that's happening between, you know, industry and the academy to create really innovative and kind of pushing the boundaries of what's possible within terms of creative technologies.
And in the midst of the pandemic, they're always coming up with special touches to keep students engaged and immersed in their curriculum.
It's things like, for example, having a scheduled time that their job is actually going to be printed on the machine, and then having a live stream so they can actually see their job being printed instead of, you know, I drop a file in a Hotbox and I get an email a week later saying that it's ready for pickup. So trying to make it as immersive and as collaborative and engaging as possible is really something that we've been working really hard, not only at GCM, but working with Jonathan and his team to try and make that happen. And, you know, I have to say that working with the Creative Technology Lab and Jonathan has been absolutely amazing. They're so creative, and you know, it's wonderful because no is never the default answer. It's always, well, let's see what we can do. Let's try this out. We've never done it before, but that doesn't mean we can't do it. Let's see how we can make this work. And having that kind of real positive engagement with the Creative Technology Lab has been absolutely amazing.
Not only is this great for students' learning, but the partnership between Ryerson and RICO Canada is also exciting for faculty.
From the research side, the SRC side, it opens up all sorts of opportunities for research projects as well that they weren't able to complete before. So, you know, things like different packaging designs and, you know, testing, you know, prototypes, for example, is completely possible now where it was very, very difficult to do before.
Jonathan says that the experimenting has already begun between faculty.
Donna's a faculty member in the School of Graphic Communication Management, and she was talking to me about how it's impossible for her to prototype flexible packaging. And even the industry doesn't have a method for prototyping one-offs in flexible packaging. And so I've kind of taken this on, and she's going to be coming down here soon, but we've started printing on flexible materials that I'm able to heat weld, which means we can use the printer to print directly onto this kind of plastic substrate that's flexible. And then we can ultimately take this and weld it into a package shape afterwards. So it's pretty exciting in terms of kind of the new avenues that it's opening up for me in terms of prototyping and experimentation. And it's also allowing me to kind of facilitate some pretty cutting edge work.
To learn more about the Faculty of Communication and Design, FCAD, the Graphics Communication Management Program, and all the possibilities that come with RICO's newly installed wide format printer at the Creative Technology Lab, visit the CGRU website. This is Sam Darmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.